Yo! Welcome into the House of L podcast. I'm Lawrence Holmes. Thank you so much for hanging out, listening to this episode of the pod. This is a little bit more personal episode of the podcast than I usually do. But since I brought it up on air on Friday, I figured I would follow up and try to talk about it a little bit more in depth. So Thursday night, I went to the Camp One Step poker tournament, which is great. Camp One Step is awesome. If you want to donate, what they do is they take care of kids who are dealing with cancer, and they send them to camp, and they're around other kids that are going through similar things, and the counselors are trained in how to work. They understand it. A lot of times the counselors are former kids who were part of the camp. So it's a really warm charity, one that I am very proud to tangentially be connected to. You know, this is really Dan's thing. Like, he's on the board, all that good stuff, but I'm glad that he brought it to all of our attention and asked us occasionally to be bounties in their poker tournament that they have every year around this time at Galleria Marchetti, which is an incredible place. You know what's funny? Every time that I do the poker event, and they almost always have it at Galleria Marchetti, every time I go, man, I should spend more time at Galleria Marchetti, and then I never do. This summer, I am going to Galleria Marchetti. There, I've just spoken it into existence. I'm manifesting that I will have a good meal at Galleria Marchetti that has nothing to do with the poker tournament. So I love playing poker. And Dan was like, hey, do you want to be a bounty again? Absolutely. I always have fun. It gives me a chance to test my skills. I used to have a pretty regular poker game with the people in that poker game are fairly famous. So I won't mention who they are. I'll just tell you that one of them ran for statewide office this past year. Anyway, it's a pretty good regular poker game. And then, you know, we all grew up and kind of grew out of it. And we haven't had one since. So it's good for me. I like playing poker. My dad taught me to play poker when I was really young. So I enjoy it. And going to do something like that where you can be a part of something cool like Camp One Step is even better. Now to the part that is not as good for me. Over the last, I would say, I guess it really started to manifest itself probably like 2017, 2018. I've been dealing with different levels of social anxiety. I'm not necessarily claustrophobic, but when it comes to large groups of people in one place, I don't like that. That has always been something that has made me uncomfortable. Then there is dealing with, and I'm going to use air quotes here, dealing with my celebrity, or I guess maybe notoriety is probably better than celebrity. It's better word choice. When my boundaries are infiltrated, and that seems pejorative, people don't mean to do it. Like, they're not, well, they mean to do it, but they're not doing it maliciously. People want to tell you how much you mean to them, and I do appreciate that. It's just been difficult for me to deal with that and to have the proper response when that happens. And what I mean is, like, your trauma response, fight or flight. I often end up in flight because I don't want to end up in fight. But know that that's going through my head. If the interaction goes on for too long and it's awkward, most people just say hello and how are you? Thanks for coming out, or I really like the show. I love that interaction. That's easy. Like, that's easy. You thank people for listening to the show because you appreciate that they appreciate what it is that you do. It's some of these interactions are just kind of strange. Like, I'll tell you, and I don't mean to put this guy on blast, but I'll just say, like, it was hilarious. Like, it was the perfect, like, encapsulation of me being uncomfortable and not knowing exactly what to do. So I parked the car. I jump out and I get ready to go into Galleria Marchetti. And I had to cross the street. Like, I usually park on the street for that because it starts at 6 o'clock. So I figure there's an area like right on Halsted, right by Galleria Marchetti, where you can start parking again at 6 o'clock. So roll up at six, boom, you're in there. You pay your meter and you're good to go. So this other guy was, he had a Sox cap on and he was paying his meter. And he's like, hey, I was like, hi. Now, my thing is, part of the anxiety for me is I never want to assume that people know me from the radio show or for the television from television shows. It's very possible in Chicago that I know someone from HF or DePaul or growing up on the South Side. Like, there's so many different ways that I might know someone that I don't want to be so into myself to think that they know me from the radio show. But this guy did, and usually the Sox cap is a tell, but he had cut himself shaving. And you're like, wait, Lawrence, how do you know that he cut himself shaving? Well, because he had a big old piece of tissue on his chin. And so the first thing that I was struggling with was, does he know that he has that on his chin? Am I supposed to tell him that he has that on his chin? Will he be embarrassed if I tell him that he has this on his chin? And if he's a fan of the radio show, will he be super embarrassed because he's saying hi to me as a fan of the radio show? And the first thing that I'm going to say to him is, why is that piece of tissue on your chin? So I figured I'd rather tell him than him walk in with the piece of tissue on his chin. He was like, oh yeah, I cut myself shaving. I stopped bleeding now. I was like, okay, I'm going to go in now. And then I saw that guy later on in the night. And again, he was super nice. Like, people are nice. And I know that they're trying to be nice. They're trying to share that I am someone that they like. And that feels good. During the tournament, it's tight quarters because you're playing like 10 people at a poker table. That doesn't bother me as much, but you know, people want to come by and say hi. There was a guy who had brought me rum because I had mentioned how much I like rum. And then I'm like, I appreciate that, but he was playing and I was playing. And I was like, well, once you win the tournament or you get knocked out, then you come find me and all this stuff. And I'm like, should I accept that? If I were talking to my nieces and nephews about accepting a gift like that, like a drink, I would tell them not to. So shouldn't the same thing go for me? And this is the part where like the anxiety like plays a role in my interactions. Is I always tell my parents this because they're very proud of their sons. And with my brother, it's universal. Like, either you know about Braxton or you don't. And if you know about the music that he does, then you love it. So any interaction that they're going to have with people recognizing my brother is more than likely going to be good. I work in a space of opinions. And trust me, from the feedback that we get every single day on our text line and in social media, there are plenty of people who don't like me. And I'm okay with that. But I don't want my parents to run up on someone who, you know, they're like, oh, are you Lawrence Holmes' parents? And then that person doesn't like me or anything that I do or whatever. So I tell them all the time, like, remember that there are people who don't like me. I get that you want to brag on me and it's appreciated, but remember that there are people who don't like me. So you worry about that, even though that this person's intention was not to hurt me at all. Their intention was, hey, you said you like rum. Hey, I heard about this really cool rum from Texas. You should try it. I would rather that instead of that person giving me the bottle of rum, I would rather them like email it to me, not the bottle, obviously, where I can get it, and then I'll go get it and try it. Because the other part is I don't need to be given stuff. I have a little money now, so if it's good, I'd rather give my money to your product instead of you giving it away, if that makes any sense. And if the goal is for me to like the whatever the product is and then talk about it, whether we're talking about it on the podcast or on the radio show, it's better if I buy it anyway than you giving it to me. One more thing. I'm sure it'll be more than one more thing. But I do want to take a quick time out. And then I want to tell you about like what the part of the experience that's the hardest for me to deal with and how I try to cope with those things. That's next.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, so I'm going through all of this stuff, and I know it seems like it's a debilitating life. I don't have a debilitating life. My life is pretty great. There are moments, though, where the anxiety is overwhelming, and I've learned how to cope in, like, some of it is different methods, whether we're talking about deep breaths or tapping or the flight response. Sometimes all three are happening. So in the poker tournament, we had a break and I was like, okay, great. This would be great. I can recharge my social battery. I'm going to get some food. I'm going to find a quiet space to kind of do some deep breathing, eat a little bit, then head back to the table. I forgot one of the things that someone close to me said a long time ago. Mel said this to me years ago, that because of what's happened with my career, the way that men approach me is similar to the way that men approach single women. That when I'm by myself, that's exactly when people are going to approach me because they'll have my undivided attention. Now, again, I'm okay with a little bit of interaction. It was pretty clear, though, that I was trying to be by myself. And I just needed a few minutes. Like, I didn't need the whole 20-minute break. I just needed, like, 4 interrupted minutes for me to enjoy. The pizza, by the way, was outstanding. I know that's not what Galleria Marchetti does. That's another thing that the poker tournament brings out. Whether it's the taco bar that they have or the pizza that they make, Galleria Marchetti is really good at that. So I'm like, wow, this pizza is delicious. And then this guy kind of walked up, and it wasn't just, hey, you know, I love the radio show, or what do you think the Bears are going to do? That's another thing. I will say that this has more to do with people overall. People rarely want to hear my opinion on things. Like, I give my opinion for 4 hours every day. They want to tell me their opinion on it. Like, it's a way to open up the conversation so that they can tell me what their sports opinion is. So I said, when they asked me, I said, well, what do you think? And this guy went on, and then the thought train ended. And I was like, okay, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. To me, the interaction probably should have been over at that point, but it wasn't. And now we're just kind of staring at each other, and it's awkward, and it made me feel anxious. So I thanked the guy for saying all the nice things, and I got up and I walked away. And then I went and found another place that I thought was quiet. And I was like, I just want to finish this slice of pizza and get back to the table. Same thing happened, different guy. And I'm like, okay. Then he asked me to take a picture. And I'm like, I'm good with that. Because usually a picture is the end of the encounter. So I'm totally good with the picture being the thing. But I'm literally eating. And it wasn't until I got home that I realized that I had food in my teeth when I took this picture. So this guy's got a picture of me, and I've got food in my teeth while I'm smiling. How awful is that? Now, I didn't know this at the time, so the encounter ends, and I'm like, okay, none of this stuff is working. Me getting away is not working, but I need something that's going to soothe me before it turns into a complete breakdown and I have to flee. Someone had mentioned to me that there was a dessert table. Perfect. What a perfect way for me to handle my anxiety. Go get a cookie. So I went and got a cookie. The cookies were delicious. I'm standing there at the end of the bar, like on the other side of Galleria Marchetti. And while I'm eating my cookie, someone comes up to me and then starts talking about sports. And I was like, damn it. I just wanted to finish this cookie. Now, I will say the funny part was, someone texted the show on Friday, and I really appreciate this person. This person, as I was telling the stories of having an anxiety attack on the air, because that's what it is. I know that I'm dressing it up in a very, hopefully in a fun and entertaining way, but I had an anxiety attack Thursday night. This guy said, Lawrence, I saw you and I was going to come over and say something, but you look like you were really enjoying your cookie, so I just gave you your space. Sir, 1,000 thank yous for that. You have my gratitude in a way that you could not know. That you saw me with the cookie, and you said, that man is enjoying his cookie? Let that man enjoy his cookie. Thank you sincerely about that. It's really interesting that the women in my life understand my fragility in a way that is hard to explain. Like, they get it. So whenever one of these interactions happens with them there with me, like, Jason Goff's sister and I are pretty close. Like, Shayna is, like, that's my homie. And I joke about her being my bodyguard. Shayna is imposing. Like, she's tall like Jason is. She's taller than I am. So when we're like having brunch or something and there's a recognition thing, like she will put herself in between me and other people and it's appreciated. My best friend Afia does the same thing, but she's got like a running joke about the weirdest places that I've been recognized. And as it stands, the weirdest place that I've been recognized has been taking her to the emergency room. Either that or Home Depot. But the women in my life, like, get it. And they see what happens to me and, like, how I'm like, oh, shit. Like, I don't know what to do. I can't even imagine having more, like, notoriety and what that must be like for people. And maybe this is why folks, maybe this is why Steve Harvey doesn't let people talk to him, which I always thought was weird. But he did talk to me. And then I was like, am I supposed to talk to you? Because you already talked to me. And it was a pleasant encounter in the elevator at NBC Tower. God, how old was I? I must have been like 25. Oh, I was younger than that. I think it was 23. So this was 25 years ago. And he had that rule back then. But he talked to me first, so, you know, I figured it was fair game. All of us have our things. And I didn't think that this was ever going to be a thing for me. And, you know, I've talked to people about it. Hell, I talked to my doctor about it, how I have some of this stuff. And he's like, do you want something for it? And I said, sure. And I tried that route too, to deal with the anxiety. And for the most part, I think that my doctor was like, I'm going to give you 10 Xanax for when you have like an acute, like Thursday would have been a perfect night for me to do a Xanax. But I tend to not want to do that because I'm also a control freak and I like being in control. And he's like, just take a half of one when you have anxiety. But then there's like, I'm worried about the interaction with the Crohn's medicine that I'm on. And, you know, all the stuff that makes me seem not very sane. And because of the control part of my personality, I don't want to get lost. I want to be in control. This is why it's very rare that you hear me talking about getting drunk. If I'm going to get drunk, I'm going to get drunk at home or in a small gathering with friends. It's never going to happen publicly because I don't want to lose control. So anyway, you're finding out a lot about me on this episode, and I appreciate your patience with it, but this is the way that my mind works. And I've talked to professionals about it. And I do have some coping mechanisms. It's weird because whether you're talking about doing a podcast or doing a radio show, there are two places where I'm really comfortable, but one of them is not, I don't really have access to that anymore. One of them is a baseball diamond, like getting ready for a game. At 48, I'm not doing that anymore because of how it ravages my body. The other place where I'm most comfortable is a radio studio, or in the case of me doing House of L, I have a little office studio at my house. I'm very comfortable there. I'm very comfortable in a radio studio. And I know that some of the allure of radio when I first got started in radio was a little bit of the anonymity of it. That at the time when I started, you can't see my face or what I'm wearing. or if I'm bloated that day. Because that happens. I get bloated a lot because of Crohn's. You couldn't see that. You just heard the way that I talked and you liked it or you didn't. That's another thing. There are times when I don't get recognized until I speak. And that's always a weird dynamic. Of someone like then turning around and be like, hey, are you? Yep. That's me. And I got to say, I don't know what it is. Maybe because I just might be the guy from the neighborhood now. It doesn't happen as much for me in Hyde Park, which is why I love being in Hyde Park. I can just kind of, there are a lot of people who kind of look like me in Hyde Park. So people don't know. It's like, oh, you. Some people know, like, oh, that's the dude from the radio. And then most of the time, people keep it moving. Like, I get the head nod or adapt, love the show, and keep it moving. And I don't know if that's a cultural thing. I'm not trying to say that it is. It's worth some study. But I feel safe in Hyde Park to just exist. And in other neighborhoods, or especially like downtown, or I put a rule in place for Afia and Shayna and Shake. Shake and I are like cut from the same cloth. She's also kind of like this when it comes to social anxiety. If I get recognized at a ballpark, that doesn't count. Because obviously, Bulls game, Hawks game, Sox game, Cubs game, Bears game for sure. It doesn't count. And I'm ready for it. I'm more ready for it there than in other places. Like, that's the part where I understand, like, the role. I understand that part of my job is outreach. Like, some of it is to be seen. I can get myself ready for that at sporting events in a way that in other situations is more difficult for me to prepare for. So you're consuming a lot here. You're learning a lot about what goes on in mi cabeza. There's a lot of stuff going on in there. A lot of running around. Hamster wheels and trapezes and all sorts of stuff that are happening inside here. So I guess I would say to you, if we have the opportunity to interact, know that in my heart, I truly want to have a meaningful, impactful interaction with you, but I will struggle to find how to do that, and I might freak out a little bit. And it's not you. You're not a bad person. It's just the struggle of wanting to be nice to people who have made it possible for me to be popular. I don't want you to walk away from an interaction with me and go, Lawrence is a jerk. Know that I am very shy when it comes to my notoriety. If I'm in a space where people don't know me, I'm very social. So like when I go to other places, when I go to New Orleans or Arizona or Montreal, I'll interact with people all day because for the most part, they don't give a shit what I do for a living. And I can just be. So know that I would love for you to walk away with a great interaction. I would love for you to feel like you are appreciated because you are. I do appreciate the support and love that we get when we're out in public. It's very nice that you like what it is that we do. But realize that I've got an internal struggle that's happening, which is at times crippling. Not all the time, but at times it's crippling. So thanks for listening. Thanks for allowing me to share. You guys got to be my therapist today. And it's appreciated. Just like your support of this podcast is appreciated. Give it 5 stars. Write a review. Tell a friend. Send them a link. That's what we should. You know what? I'm going to start advocating that. Start sending your friends who you think would enjoy this podcast a link of this podcast. Maybe not this episode, because they might not get it. But other episodes where I'm talking about things that are a little bit more palatable. I will talk to you next time. Peace.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy 2, get 2 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.